50 years has passed since I first thought about these days. These days when I would look back on my life and its meaning. Looking at it, I know that I, Ira, Bennett, Abby, Gabrielette, did my best to do what I like and what is right at this time. But I know that the 50 years I spent in carrying out my duties and responsibilities isn't enough for what God gave to me, what God made of me, what God did to me. It isn't enough to repay Him for giving me such wonderful parents that were a big part of my life. They were the primary reasons why I am what I am today. My siblings, my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, everyone. I thank them all, and I thank God for them. What I did also wasn't enough to thank Him for giving me my friends, especially Kyla, Joy, and Pam, who were with me all the way and who were the people who cheered me up when I almost gave up. I also thank God for Zul, who tested my integrity in that encounter around 35 years ago, and I wish that he's now in a better state. But most of all, I thank God for all He did for me. I thank Him because now, I know I've already did what I was destined to do here in this world, and I know I did it while having fun, while enjoying it. I know I'm ready to rest, now that I've made a mark in the world, a mark that people will always remember, something that is for the good, for the best. I'm ready to pass the obligation to the next generation because, like me, I want them to make a difference.